There are many Christians who believe the apocalypse will be a time when their faith and devotion are rewarded for eternity. Some of them are the followers of Harold Camping, but he believes he knows exactly when the end of times will be. Tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Here's Bill Whitaker.
It's a good bet you've seen the signs that tomorrow is the end of the world.
May 21, 2011 is the Day of Judgment.
It's a prophecy aggressively peddled by 89-year-old Harold Camping, a civil engineer and self-taught biblical sage.
You and I are living at the time of the end of the world.
He claims to have discerned the date from numerological calculations revealed by his reading of the Bible. He spread his prophecy around the world on his family radio network in 84 languages.
Please go to familyradio.com.
On RV caravans, on 1,200 billboards around the country, according to Camping, starting tomorrow.
It's going to be a huge earthquake that's going to make the big earthquake in Japan seemed like a Sunday school picnic.
True believers are ready to meet their maker.
We want people to know that there's still time, a few hours left, to cry out to him for mercy.
Trumpeting the apocalypse doesn't come cheap. Family Radio spent as much as $1 million on the billboard campaign. It can afford to. Camping's radio network was worth about $22 million in 2002. By 2008, it was valued at more than $117 million.
It's a combination of a very new and rather peculiar way of reading the Bible, coupled with brilliant 20th century American marketing.
So well known, the end has become a cultural touchstone for late night comics.
And the number one way to make the apocalypse more fun. More fun? What's more fun than the apocalypse, for God's sake?
I'll be tweeting the whole thing at boiling.eyeballs.cataclysm.
The end of the world has been predicted more than 100 times in the last 100 years. In fact, Harold Camping predicted it once before, in 1994. This time, he says he is certain. Bill Whitaker, CBS News, Los Angeles.